Okay, how big would something, you know, in your mind, you know, how big would something have to be before it would be, say, a river?
Are there, 50 feet wide.
Okay, what if it was...
Oh, canal is another word I use. They use around here.
Yeah. You mean like a man-made one or a natural?
Man-made, probably, or both, you know, with a origin that, you know, bolstered the sides up or something.
Okay. What about, and back to that thing, if you had something, say, like 30 feet wide, what would you call that?
Yeah, canal, maybe. 30 feet, it's not too wide. Maybe canal. Depends. Canal connotes to me, they reinforce the sides with concrete, usually in a canal.
Yeah.
If it wasn't reinforced, it'd be a stream or something.
Okay, so if you saw something that you would say, say it was considerably less than 50 feet wide, which you consider to be like river size, you know, if you saw something, depending on whether it was reinforced or whether it looked like a canal, you might say it was a stream.
Yeah, if it wasn't reinforced.
How big would it be before you call it a creek?
Creek? I don't know. I've never seen a creek. I never use that term too often.
Okay.
Unless it's with a name, you know.
All right. What do you call a room that's used just to store odds and ends?
Pantry.
Pantry? Okay. You ever heard any other terms for them around here? Maybe they're attached to the garage or off the kitchen or something?
Storage room. Laundry room.
Okay. And speaking of the daily housework, you say, or you might say, a woman does what every day?
You know? Cleans, I guess.
Okay. And what is it, what's the thing you use when you sweep the floor?
Broom.
All right. I don't suppose you know anybody around here that has ever made their own brooms or anything like that. Okay. How about on Monday? You know, years ago it was kind of traditional for women on Monday to do what?
Laundry.
Yeah, and how about if they did the laundry and then they took that hot thing and did that too? What do they call it?
Ironing.
Okay. If you had a like here when we came up to the second floor, what do we have to come up?
Stairs.
Okay. What else would you call that?
Flight of stairs.
All right. Any other thing?
Steps.
All right. Is it possible? Have you ever seen a house that has a porch on more than one floor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any stipulations as to why it would be called? For example, is it a porch if the if it has a roof over on the second floor? You know, you got a thing you walk out on. If it has a cover on it, is that still called a porch? Or if it's screened in, or if it's open, is there any differences?
A porch, maybe a patio if it's exposed to the elements.
You mean if it has no cover, it might be called a patio?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Even if it's on the second or third floor.
Right. Well, if it's screened in on the sides, but screened in on the top, but it allows rain to go through. Then I would call it a patio.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right. If it's on the, you said if it was on the side of, like a side of a house, you mean?
Yeah.
Or in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have a patio in the front?
No, you wouldn't.
Well, okay. Now, when I pull that, thing too, what did I do to that door?
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
All right, what else would you say I've done?
Shut it.
Okay. And maybe not so much down here. You might be familiar with some from other states. But you know these houses that have boards that overlap like that on the outside of the siding and everything? You know what you might call that?
Paneling? I don't know.